world. He wants you and I to be the light of the world. And you might think, well, yeah, but that's for Jesus or the big people. But he says every single one of us, he knew, he loved before he the foundation of the world. He chose a wonderful purpose for you to walk in. Not just to be a good Christian, but to be like Jesus. Yes. To be love. To change this nation. This is our calling in your unique way. Amen. There's no one else like you. Everyone is molding. He's molding us to become that person he ordained us to be. But it's our responsibility to say yes to that love. And say, yes, I want to live it. I want to experience more and more of it. Amen. And as we do so, you know, we find that God is our security. Hallelujah. God is our security. You know, I've got a few notes here, but he wants our all. I forget about the notes. He wants our all. He wants our hearts. Amen? Amen. But in order for this to happen, we have to believe what Jesus did on that cross. Amen? Amen. When Jesus, my Bible says, Jesus said, it is finished. It was finished. All that he dealt completely with all our sin, with all the bad stuff. He dealt with our past. Amen? All the bad things we've done, we've gone through, he dealt with it. So that we are free. We are free. Hallelujah. Amen? So that we can live the life he ordained us to live. A life like Jesus. Jesus had more joy than any of his disciples. Why? Because he was one with God. There was no separation. God is love. And that love, every word he spoke was love. He knew that love. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, we are called to be believers. But now we are never going to believe with our head. We are going to believe with our heart. And praise God, he's given us a new spirit, a new heart, so that we can know this love. But we're not going to know it with our head. Hallelujah. And you see, God, how many believe that God is love? Yeah, God, Almighty God is love. Hallelujah. And he loves us. You are so, so treasured. You see, if I know how much he loves me, I am chosen. I am so, so treasured. I can love you with the same love. But if I don't know how much he loves me, I just love you. You see, there's a total difference between carnal love and God love. Hey! You know, don't mind if I walk out. No, it's all right. carnal love is basically the love of the world, where it's like a contract. You know, you love, you do your best, you're kind, you're thinking of other people, but people in the world can do the same. Yes? Amen? But God's love is of a different order. It's supernatural. It's so, so big. It's passionate. Do you know he loves you passionately? He loves you passionately. You know, he knows the number of hairs on your head. Amen? Amen. His love is unconditional. And the only desire in his heart is that you're going to fulfill that destiny. But he fulfilling that destiny, not, you know, his purposes are going to be fulfilled. You lift him up and you are lifted up. You see, in the world is what I want, me, my problems, you know, serve me, I want everything. But no, that self is dead, it's gone. And now we have new eyes, our mind is renewed, and all we see is him. All we want is for him to be lifted up. Hallelujah. And as we do this, as we lift him up, he lifts us up too. The But that happens. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given unto you. Seek him first. Hallelujah. Everything else will follow. If the eye is single, the whole body will be full of light, radiating his love. Ah. Amen. Amen. And oh gosh, I can go on for ages about his love. It is just so amazing. But a verse that was really excited me. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you, because of what he's done, because of this love of God, he died for you. He's prepared something amazing for you that no one else can do because of this. He's already done. You're free. You're delivered. Hallelujah. You're given all the gifts. It's already done. Because of this love, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. Now what this is saying is it's presenting our bodies, all the natural way of thinking, all the carnal worldly way of thinking, which is thinking without God. Amen. We can do so many things without God. We can make a cup of tea without God. Amen. But it's of no value. We can do it with God. Wow, Lord, look at this lovely tea. Do you see what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. And all that carnal thinking, that reasoning, that logic, my efforts, or what I can do, what I work out, that's from the world. And he says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, all those senses, your eyes, your ears, your reasoning, present that to him. Lord, I'm going to throw away all the, my old identity. Many people sort of, their old identity. Look what I've gone through. Look, this is who I am. Oh, forget it, because God's got something so awesome for you now. Amen. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. When you see this love, it's a joy to do it. Amen. It's wonderful. Because now you're saying, I'm not going to trust on me, my love, because he's given us his love. Romans 5:5, we've given a new heart and his love in me, his strength, his power, his anointing, his wisdom. Hallelujah. I'm going to rely on that. Amen. Now this is a choice we have to make, because many Christians sort of, oh well, I'll do what I can and then God will do the rest. No! That's compromise. That's double-minded. I'm speaking what the Bible says. He called us to believers, believe in the glory of his word. Amen. Amen. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will do what we can't imagine. Now, how does this happen? This happens, it's realizing who we are. I'm a son of God. Don't mind my sex, I'm a son of God. You know, we're brides of Christ. I'm a son of God. Hey, how many sons of God have we here? I have, God is in me, God DNA, God's spirit is in me. His love, his glory is in me. You see, many people say, oh Lord, I'd like this to happen. Give me more love, more this. He's already here. Thank you, Lord, that your love is in me. Thank you, Lord, your glory is in me. Thank you, Lord, that your glory is radiating from every cell in my body. Hey, I'm agreeing with God. And as we think like that, we find things change, because that glory is his love. You see, we're called to walk by faith, and we're seeing with his eyes, with his heart. We're not looking at the outside. Our one desire is for him to be glorified. Wherever we are, hallelujah, we are love people. Jesus, God was love, we are love. Not trying to love, but thank you, Lord, your love is flowing. And then we can stir it up. But we are love, we have to be love. The armor of God really is not stepping out of love. Stepping out of love is, you see, going back to, God has done absolutely everything. Now, the enemy does not want us to step into all that he has for us. So one of the most common ways he does it is he gets us to look at our past. Now, it's very interesting that the Bible says nothing will separate you from the love of Christ, nor things, nor principalities, dominions, nor things present or future. He doesn't mention the past. Because Jesus has dealt with our past. Hey! And if we go back into the past, you know, we're offering ourselves for bondage. Amen? We have been set free. We have been set free. We are loved people. Now, what is the index of a loved person if we're living in this supernatural love? Hallelujah. I've not been talking about filled with the Spirit yet. I've got a few more. Yes, we'll come on to that. But if we're living in this love, we're very quick to forgive. Amen? It is so awesome. We're living in this love. We're living in this oneness with Him. We know we have to forgive. If we don't forgive immediately, that something is blocked. Hallelujah. If we're living in this block, if we're living in this love, when people say negative things, rude things, persecute us, we are not touched, amen? We love them. We do not respond carnally. If they're angry or rude, we don't get rude or angry back. We love them. Amen? 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 You know, we should be people who are unhurtable. If you're hurtable, you're still holding on to your old self. And you're free! Amen? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. How many believe that? You know, people say, oh yes, I'm free, but this and say, it's that your own, it's by saying that you're giving it place. I am free, so I am free indeed. I refuse to be affected by those negative words. Bless them. Persecution is going to happen. It's part of our package. But, you know, that means people are going to take offense. People are going to get angry. You know, people are going to, they did with Jesus. And when we are to be as Jesus, even greater than Jesus. But what do we do when that happens? We love them. When you've been abused, when you've been, people have done bad things to you. We've all had it. What do? You pray for them. And the Bible says that as we pray for them, this is an index that we are sons of God. That was a good point. Hallelujah. You see, we are love people. We are love people. And also, you see, we are changed. When we become born again, it's not just a ticket to heaven. We are born again to be transformed into His likeness, to once again become sons of God. And how does that happen? Through that Word of God. The Word of God is God in living form. The Word of God is love in word form. Amen? And as we take hold of the truth, as we meditate it on it, the word gets bigger and bigger inside us, and all the other stuff disappears. So coming back to the, you know, perfect love drives out fear. So, you know, number one, we have to believe that. Lord, I thank you that you love me perfectly. I thank you, Lord, that you love me in that wonderful way. Lord, I receive it. Lord, thank you. As we meditate on it, oh, Lord, you love me. That is wonderful. It's growing bigger, bigger inside. And you want me to respond, I'm going to love you with all my heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to be in love with you. Yes, help me, Holy Spirit. As we meditate on this truth, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger inside. And the other stuff, the fear, disappears. It is impossible to know His love and have fear. Perfect love drives out fear. But then you have to put it into practice. The one thing, it starts growing inside you. But then you have to put it into practice. Do that thing that was fearful. Your security be in God. Now, I've done so many fearful things in my life. Amen? You know, going off to Africa, you know, with a very big team, myself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and going into the bush, places where there's no contact. You know, I mean, I'm trusting in God, in places where there's just rats and things like that to keep you company in your room, you know. A shower is a sort of a bowl of kitchen, half a bowl full of cold water or tepid water. I mean, but, you know, you're trusting in God. And when you do it, but every one of us, He's asking us to trust Him. He's saying, step out in faith and trust Him. You see, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, yes? How many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit? When you're filled with the Holy Spirit and the fire, that love starts burning inside. Amen.
Amen.
That is like the battery of heaven. That is the love of God burning in you. Amen. And when that happens, you have such a desire to share this love with everyone. You see, I can tell you whether you know that love or not, and whether you're filled with the fire. If you keep it to yourself, I don't believe you know that love. If you're not telling everyone about it, I don't believe you know that love. But if you know it, you're overflowing. The more we know it, how can you keep it quiet? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and Paul said, the love of Christ compels me. It's the love. It's the love to step out in faith. Now, the enemy doesn't want you to do this. The enemy wants us to stay in our comfort zones. Be like everyone else. You know, you're just fine. You know, you've done this. But look at your problem. Look what you've overcome. Look at yourself. Huh? What self? I haven't got one. I've only got a new self. I have to agree with what the Word of God says. I dare not disagree with what he says. I mean, like, for example, you know, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. So I don't say, oh, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I mean, thank you, Lord, I'm hearing your voice. Amen? The Bible says, you know, we are one with him. Thank you, Lord, I am one with you. In other words, we don't respond to how we feel and say, oh, Lord, I want to be like that. No, that's denying what he's done. It's denying the finished work. We say, thank you, Lord. And as we say thank you for those things, then, you know, the Holy Spirit makes it a reality as we step out in faith. As we step out and do what we haven't done before. Amen. You see, we have to realize that we are called to be sons. We are called to be as Jesus. Do you agree with that? That's what the Bible says. Not all of you, put your hands up. Just Jesus said, just as the Father sent me, I send you into the world. He said in 1 John 2:6, he who says he abides in me shall walk just as he walked. Even greater things than you. In other words, healing the sick, raising the dead is nursery school for us. You see, the bigger the more you expect God to do for you, the more he will do. We are not just human beings trying to become, you know, a little bit better, a little bit more like Jesus. No! No, we've been made into divine new creations with the Holy Spirit, with the glory, like his DNA. I'm an overcomer. It's in my DNA. I'm a loved person. It's in my DNA. You know, I mean, I've heard this. You know, if you squeeze an orange, orange juice comes out. Yes, if you squeeze an apple, apple juice comes out. But if you squeeze an orange and apple juice comes out, something is wrong. If you squeeze a Christian, love comes out. Amen. 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 Because this is who we are. But we have to say, thank you, Lord. This is who I am. Your love is burning in me. So in the morning when you wake up, it isn't just, oh gosh, well, today's going to be a terrible day. No, thank you, Lord. There's going to be exploits today. New things are going to happen today. Thank you, Lord. And the gifting of every one of us, he wants to, every day, to look back at the day and say, wow, I'm in a new realm of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is the love, his love, Holy Spirit love burning in us. We are commanded to do all the things that the disciples did, which include healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. Amen? We are told every believer in Mark 16:15, these signs will follow those who believe. They will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will lift up serpents, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. It's not just the pastors, it's every single one of us. And you see, why is this so important? Every time we obey the word, every time we do what the word says, something of the glory of God is released. Amen. Hey! And when we do it, we experience a heavenly joy. We experience a heavenly joy. When we go out and when we see someone healed, or when we say a word, or when we obey, and there's a, and it's just wonderful. Nothing in the world can touch it. Amen. Amen. These are the unsearchable riches of Jesus, of Christ. You remember Paul? You know, he had everything, status, money, the lot. And he said, this is rubbish compared to knowing the knowledge of my Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what he wants for every one of us, to step out in faith where, you know, where you are, to do things you've not done before. Why? Because you're trusting in him. He will not let you down. I mean, it's doing everything with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving everything to him and expecting a miracle every day. Can you see this? This is what he's planned for you. He's ordained today that person you see at the shop is a person that you can minister to. Amen? You know, and it doesn't necessarily sort of sound. We were out on the streets in Basildon yesterday, and it was pretty cold. And people, lots of people were a little bit, you know, wanting to get into the warmth quickly. But the people we managed to share with, you know, there was a couple of miracles, somebody with a bad back. And I mean, the joy which they have. Now, it's very easy not to do that, but then that wouldn't have happened. It's doing what God says. And you see, we're wired up to heaven. We're wired up to heaven. You know, I mean, and as we just obey that what love tells us to do. I mean, what was this on Friday? Somebody came to mind, an elderly woman, and I thought I'll go and visit her, but then it was very, very cold, and I thought, well, no, I won't. But then she kept on coming up to my mind, and I thought, no, I'll go and visit her. And I went there, and I said, how are you? And she said, absolutely terrible. She was just going to have a panic attack and thinking of calling the ambulance. But, you know, as a consequence of that time, we had a lovely, and she said it was a miracle. As we obey, whatever it is, it, you know, as we do what the Holy Spirit prompts us to do, we find supernatural results. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's got it all prepared for every one of us. There is no limit to our God. It's only us that limit us. You know, our experiences. We say goodbye to our experiences because we only rely on the Word of God. I mean, many churches, they put doctrines to explain why these things don't work. Put them aside, because Jesus is the only true doctrine. He is the one, he is God, amen? What he says we got to go by. Anything that disagrees with him is not a God. Very simple. And if at times you see you do something, you pray for somebody and it doesn't work, the last thing you must do is build up a doctrine to explain why it doesn't happen and justify your experience. No, that's the time we go back to God and we say, Lord, you know, I need to have more revelation to, you know, why that, so that next time it will. Because my calling is to be as Jesus. Amen? Amen. Can you see this? Wherever we are, wherever we do, he wants there to be testimonies. Amen? Now, you see, with somebody who doesn't want this to happen, the enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen? And he wants to steal your destiny. He doesn't want you to see it. He wants to blind our eyes. He wants to make us complacent. So that we're satisfied, well, I do better than so-and-so, and he's not, you know. And we're, to look at each other in the flesh. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But you've got to decide from your heart. No, I know he's called me for something so amazing. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old. Hallelujah. It's amazing. He wants us to change the world. Now, you know, there was that prophetic word that Sue had the other day, wasn't it? But fan the flames. Amen? You know, we've got, and it's been a number of times, you know, that love is in us. That love is in us. And you know, we have to thank him that, you know, thank you, Lord, I'm filled with the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, your fire is burning. Thank you, your love is burning in me. Then you go out and you release the fire. Stand for, stir it into being. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. We do not depend on subsistence. Don't you remember? We living sacrifice. We say goodbye to that, and we're trusting on the word of God instead. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I came that you should have life and have it in its abundance, overflowing. Now, he's not talking about having 16 cars and 23 houses. Amen. He's not talking about that. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be given to you. Amen. He's talking about living the supernatural life so that we are above the world. We're overcomers. Amen. You know, when we're living this life, you know, all trials are a joy because we know God is taking us through those trials to take us to the next level. This is the way we begin to think. Amen. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the abundant life is all the same. It says out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Every believer. Now, this living water isn't natural water, it's supernatural water. You can see it throughout the whole of Scripture, the supernatural water, back in Genesis, you know, or so many places. But now that supernatural river is coming from us. And in Ezekiel, I think it's 47, was it 37, it says, wherever the river goes, it brings life. Hey! We're life bringers! We are established, we are called to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. That means we dispense with darkness and bring life. Amen. Sickness we don't tolerate. Depression, fear. No, not us. Because, hallelujah, we're free from them. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the life he's called us to. Now, I mean, I'm sharing what I believe is his heart, but how many of you want to fulfill that destiny? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's stepping out of the comfort zone. It's having a hunger for the things of God. You know, without vision, my people perish. If you haven't got vision, I've got to be like that particular mold of Jesus he's made me to. If we haven't got a vision, we're just going to, you know, we won't get anywhere. Hallelujah. But we have to, if we have a hunger, we are humble. If we have pride, we're not going to be hungry. If we have pride, we know it all. Amen. This is why it is so important that, you know, we've got to have in our hearts, and I've always had, there is so much more. I mean, I've seen amazing things. I really, really have, and I've done amazing things. But, I mean, I feel I've only just started. There is so much more. And it means that every day I can have new revelations. He wants us to put it into practice what we've done. I mean, but the number one thing is knowing that love. I mean, when I was ministering in Pakistan, you know, one time I was ministering to 10,000 people, but wherever it is, you have a policeman with a rifle on either side of the platform. Why? Because if they shoot you, they're going to get shot. It's a deterrent. Amen? Amen? Now you have to have a real security in God to do that. I mean, I have so many testimonies of the things which you know, I'd rested my life on the word. Hallelujah, there was a time when I was given the word, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen? And that was given, and that word was alive. And I just knew it was good, it was alive, and I could trust on it. And I was in India, and I'd had many revival Bible schools, and meetings in the evening as well, and it's been going on. And one place we went to, it was a village, and they loved it. People were born again and filled with the Spirit, healed, all sorts of things. They wanted me to come back again to a crusade there. But the only problem was, in that place, they had, not in the whole state many people had guns, but that particular ones, they had many guns. They were called gun happy, and they had no security there. So the question is, are you going to do the crusade or not? You know, do you want to come or not? Well, what does the natural say? No, next day I was going to go home. But what does God say? You see, I knew that no weapon formed against me could prosper. Yeah. Amen? You see, that word had risen up inside. It was alive. Hey, 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 hey. And so we went there, and I mean, and they put me in a seat right in the front, and they were sitting all the way around the back, so I was an easy target, yes? Amen. And I was sitting there and I was saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Even if they have guns, they will be unable to shoot because no weapon formed against me can prosper. Lord, I thank you. Lord, no weapon. Even if they shoot, it will not work. Thank you. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. This is the safest place in the world. Hey! And in that crusade, there were people who were born again. Two elderly people who were blind saw. Amen. Amen. We are not intimidated by what the enemy does because we have our hearts and our eyes fixed on the living, on God, the love, the living word. And we know as we step out in faith that he will do whatever. He will be with us. He will bless us. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to be intimidated by man. If we're intimidated by man, we're controlled by man. You see, God made man. Oh, I need to finish. Yes, God made man to know his love. And if they have people don't experience that love from God, they try to experience it from other people, be appreciated. Amen? But no, we're free of that. We're not affected by encouragement or discouragement because we're serving God. Our one desire is to serve him. Amen? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So now let me just finish with this. I was praying the other day, and about a few weeks ago, and I was sort of up in heavenly places where my home is. Yes, a home is heavenly places, and I was seeing with, you know, God. And I saw God with His eyes, and how He sees people, and what He was saying, and what I saw was the one thing He's looking for. Is your hearts. The one thing he's concerned about is your hearts. Because if your hearts are faced towards him, saying, yes, Lord, he can say, yes, yes, this is what I have to do. This is my love. I can bless you. Amen? But if but so many people, they sort of, oh, yes, but I know this. Or, oh, no, I'm doing that. Oh, I've got, you know, I have excuses. That blocks that your heart from God. The enemy tries to distract. Hey, hallelujah. But if you say, no, Lord, Lord, I'm just doing this for you. And if that is the place that we can live in, he can just do that transformation that he wants to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants a people who are hungry to step in to what he's called them to be. Hallelujah. And I really do believe that he's called this church to do amazing, amazing things. But, you know, we've got to be a church comfort zone. I'm not interested. Amen? I'm ready. I'm ready to do whatever you call me to do. And I'm excited because as we do it, we experience this heavenly joy. Amen? 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 He wants us to be addicted to this heavenly joy. Hallelujah. So that every day you've got to talk to people. Every day you've got to, you know, you just feel compelled to release who you are. It's not trying to be, oh, I've got to do this. It's just literally being who you are. Amen? I'm a person with the fire of love burning in me. I'm radiating his glory. Amen? And I'm, you know, wherever I go, miracles are going to happen. Hallelujah! Heaven is going to be established. And the works of the enemy are going to be destroyed. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, well, let's just pray. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Father God, Lord. Lord, I just praise your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just praise and thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have so much for each one of us here, Lord. So much more beautiful things than we can possibly imagine. Lord, open the eyes of our hearts. Lord, to see that you're holding out something for us that is just so awesome, so wonderful. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us be people, Lord, who say yes, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. People, Lord, who Lord, let your love, let us have such a passion to know your love. To experience your love, to put your love to work, Lord, to rely on your love when also everything else seems to be going against us. Lord, in you I'm going to trust, Lord. And as we do, Lord, we discover we are free from all the stuff which is thrown at us, Lord. Oh, we're above it all. We just thank you, Lord. Lord. Help us to grow in that, Lord. Lord, Father God, help us to, Lord, let that, Lord, to be truly filled, that fan of flame to be stirred. We have a heart of love for it to be on fire, Lord. For it to be burning, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, this is just who we are, to know who we are. Hallelujah. And that wherever we go, Lord, we're looking for opportunities to bless. Lord, you blessed us to be a blessing, Lord. It's being in a blessing, Lord, that life happens, Lord. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, Lord, I just believe that, you know, that the word I've spoken has been God's word, and that you've received it, hallelujah, and a new excitement is stirring in your spirits, a new excitement, hallelujah, as you're seeing that things perhaps which you've done are just of no value, or there is so much better than he has for you, Lord. Oh, Father God, help us to see this. Help us to see this, Lord. Help us to take the steps of faith in every area. Oh, Father God, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, so that we're people who are filled with the Spirit, filled with your word, rejoicing, joy is who we are, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just praise and thank you. And we're people, the people say, wow, how they love one another. And that love overflows daily. Oh, Lord, a people, Lord, of miracles, Lord, signs and wonders. We are carrying you, carrying your presence. Oh, Father God. Oh, Lord, for let us be a people for whom the word impossible doesn't exist. Hallelujah. So that's an earth word of the earth, Lord. We don't live in the earth. We live from heavenly places. We see with your eyes. Oh, Lord, give us bold. Make us bold, Lord. Oh, Lord, perhaps an area where we've listened to lies and we've sort of stayed where we are. Let us take that step of faith and step out of that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I promise you, as you do, you will not only experience more of his love, but more of his glory will be released. Oh, Lord, we just praise and thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person here, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, this is not about us, the old self, Lord, which is what the church has talked about so much, me, the self. And Lord. No, that's dealt with. We are free, free to be the people that you have ordained us to be. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we do this, let a joy come into our hearts, a new joy, a new joy. Oh, Lord. And Father God, you're going to look on this church and you're going to be thrilled. These are a people who are stepping out in faith. These are people who I can use to manifest my glory, to change this nation. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.